And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the show, Charles Greenfield speaks with the Wolfsonian FIU's new director, Timothy Rogers. Chef Norman Van Aken cooks up a word on food, and our Palm Beach Arts calendar features Marilyn Bauer. Opening on October 1st, 2011, in the southern part of Miami-Dade County, serving as a showcase for the performing and media arts, welcoming people from all backgrounds and economic means, the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center in Cutler Bay continues to present world-class talent in their multidisciplinary facilities, together with educational offerings for all ages. Managed by the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs with funding support from the Office of the Miami-Dade County Mayor and Board of County Commissioners, the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center maintains its dedication to providing access to the arts for the entire South Florida community and tourists enjoying our area, as well as providing an emphasis on educational and outreach activities in partnership with community groups. And with us today to catch us up on their exciting fifth anniversary season of presentations at the center is their managing director, Mr. Eric Fliss. And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat, Eric.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks for having me back.
Our pleasure, sir. And describe the facilities located at the Cultural Arts Center. They are numerous.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous facility designed by Miami-based Architectonica Architectural Company. We have a magnificent 1,000-seat main stage auditorium. We have a black box theater in the back that hosts our cabaret series. Very intimate, 136 seats.
It's a new club.
It is a new club. You've been there. Everybody sits in tables and chairs. We have table service. We have the white box theater, which is currently home to New Theater.
Still there with you. Great.
Absolutely. They just announced their 5-show season just this week, so they're back with us again. We have a dance rehearsal studio. We have a classroom. We have a beautiful backyard concert lawn right up against the Black Creek Canal where we've held our backyard bash last year, and we're having a bash again this year. And then we have the plaza between the two buildings, which is hosts for our Black Creek Nights with our local electronic music and our host, Mr. Power, and local musicians.
Now, tell me, how's the reception been for your first few years of operation, for your first 4.5?
Well, it's just been phenomenal. Each year, our audience base has almost doubled, if not tripled.
Wow.
We started out with a modest, 30, 40,000 people coming, and we're way over 100,000 this year. We've now broken
beautiful.
Over a quarter of a million people have come through the center to see our offerings and our production. So we're very happy with the way the community has embraced the center.
Objective accomplished.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's talk about the objective, the mission. Wonderful to have a magnificent performing arts facility with multiple offerings built for the sake of bringing the arts to the people at an affordable price. That's not always the case with the country's performing arts center. Tell us about how that's been working for you.
I think as a branch of the Department of Cultural Affairs, we carry forth the mission of the department, which is to, countywide create an accessibility to the arts and to educate our community and to provide a place for our own artists to perform. So being really strong in that mission has allowed us to support the kind of programming that maybe some other institutions, or take some chances in expanding our audience base that maybe some other institutions might not normally be willing to try. We're reaching culturally, ethnically cultural groups who not typically served by performing arts centers, and we're really interested in getting everyone out to the center. So we cast a very wide net in terms of our programming and bring in artists that might not typically be in a commercial or a for-profit performance center.
To illustrate, we're in our second segment with Mr. Eric Fliss. We're going to get into specifics and what a blockbuster new season coming up. I'm really amazed at all these great artists you're bringing in to South Dade. But to illustrate what you're just talking about, tell me about programming for the migrant community in South Dade in the Homestead area. How wonderful for this magnificent facility to even think of them, but to take a step forward and to program great culture for the migrants and Mexican Americans. And
yeah, well, it's been a 4-year project, and what's beautiful about this is we get the buy-in from the artists all around the country. So we brought in a world-renowned urban bushwoman led by Jawale Zoller, who had a project called Are We Democracy? And it was really about making sure everyone understood that they had a vote. And so we worked with the Mexican-American Council of Homestead, and they identified the families of the migrant community. We brought them out to the center, and they took classes with Jawale on expressing themselves and making sure that they felt like they had an opportunity to be counted on. And this was a pre-election year. And we also were over at Miami-Dade College with students in the dance department doing the same thing.
Miami-Dade South?
Kendall Campus.
Yeah, Kendall
Campus.
Kendall.
And then what we did on the third or fourth day, we brought them all together and they started to mix their experience together. And then we finally put them on stage, which is always the mission of the theater, is to let the community see themselves on stage. And typically it's in the types of artists we bring in, but this was actually literally we put the community on stage. And 600 of their family members and friends showed up to see them do this small performance. And so now we're following it up where we're working again with the Mexican-American Council of Homestead, and we're holding a fiesta on La Plaza, a 3-hour free fiesta for the migrant communities. And again, we're going to push forward their artwork, their music. There's a mariachi school down there.
Really?
They'll be performing. And then that will all culminate in a ticketed performance of Los Lobos with Ballet Folklorico de Mexico.
Great band.
Yeah, yeah. No, so it's great. So again, it's that opportunity to not just reach out to a community one time and leave them, but then to follow up. And we already have a great, great program scheduled for the 16-17 season with the Jose Limon Dance Company. Jose Limon is from Mexico, and he took that aesthetic and put it through modern dance, which is an American art form, and really translated his background into something new and fresh.
Wow, that's democracy in action in my mind.
Yeah, that's
really magnificent. And for the funding source, Cultural Affairs Department to kick in for that year after year, that's where I want my tax money going.
Yeah, well, what's great about it, too, is it brings everyone together. I mean, the general population knows who Los Lobos. They remember La Bamba.
Yeah.
And it has a pop culture draw to it. So you'll have this niche audience from Homestead sharing the experience with a broader audience. And I think that's really what creating a 21st century audience is all about.
What a great mission. Now, tell me about some of the educational outreach offerings. How were your, for instance, summer camps?
The summer camps were fantastic. We just wrapped up a 4-week session with GOGO, Guitars Over Guns. Chad
great
Bernstein's
organization.
Yeah, organization. Yeah. And so we provided a facility and support, and we brought the kids in and got guitars in their hands. And they had a great, successful summer camp program. Greater Miami Youth Symphony was with us this summer again for a 4-week summer camp. And then the Thomas Armour Youth Ballet has been running a dance program all summer long that'll wrap up next week. So we've been very busy in terms of education with our groups out at the center.
Do the summer programs, are they on? Are they accelerating? Do they? Is there something new for the kids every summer?
Yeah, really. Having Guitars Over Guns is something new for us. And we're going to dovetail into next season with the program that Thomas Armour Youth Ballet set up. And we're going to take over and create our own dance program for next season. So the center will actually be offering affordable dance classes to the youth in the community next season, and that will become part of our core program.
Wow. More information at smdcac.org. You can call them at 786-573-5300 to volunteer. We want to talk about that if we have enough time. 786-573-5301. And it's all very exciting at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, 10950 Southwest 211th Street, just off the turnpike.
Just off.
In Cutler Bay. And we've got Mr. Eric Fliss, their managing director, with us. And we'll be back to talk about the Big Backyard Bash, the free event. This is phenomenal, Eric. Saturday, October the 10th, and their upcoming season. Stay with us here on South Florida Arts Beat. All right, about 19 minutes past the hour. Ed Bell with you today on South Florida Arts Beat. Our guest, Eric Fliss, Managing Director of the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. More info at smdcac.org. And Eric, you have the big season launch Saturday, October the 10th. It's a free, huge event.
Outdoor event.
Wow.
We engage our backyard concert lawn, which we checked out for the first time last year, and it was extremely successful. A few thousand people showed up to see our world music concert, which was part of our backyard bash. This year, we're taking a little bit of a different angle to it, and we're bringing some of the New Orleans and some of the big swing bands to the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. We have Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
A killer band.
Yeah. We have the Hot 8 Brass Band, a good second-line band out of New Orleans. And then locally, we have Aaron Libos.
Superb band.
And our great friend DJ La Spam will be spinning records for us all night long. And that's a free event, and you can get your free tickets by just going to our website at smdcac.org and just click on your ticket sites and pick up your free tickets to this great, great event.
How many people do you expect?
We expect a couple of thousand, Ed. We had close to 2,000 last year, and we're hoping we get a little bit closer to 3 this year.
And you've got enough parking for all of that.
Free parking. Free parking. It really
is family.
Just a great way to come. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Food will be available and all of that.
Yep. Bring your blankets, bring your lawn chairs, and we'll take care of the rest.
We won't need umbrellas, right?
No. Crossing our fingers, it is South Florida.
That's Saturday, October 10th. More info on the Backyard Bash, once again, at smdcac.org. And yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to tell you about a couple of the new offerings we have to our season this year. We added an independent film festival series called Indie Flicks. Thanks to South Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts, we were provided a great grant. And once a month, we'll be bringing in the filmmaker and a independent film never seen before to show at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center in a nice informal atmosphere, and a discussion and a Q&A with the director of the film, and some of the stars from the film will be showing up as well. So that's Indie Flicks over at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center.
And I see you've got programming all the way through
mid-April,
yeah. And that's select Friday nights at 8:30. And where is that? Once again, is that in your smaller?
That is in what was our classroom, and we're converting it into a screening room now.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And that can seat what?
100? About 80 people.
80 people?
We're not going to sit in theater seats. We're going to sit at tables and chairs, and we're going to have little adult beverage refreshments available.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're going to make it a more of a engaging environment.
Ah.
And
so,
then the other
so that starts Friday, September the 18th?
That's correct, running through April 15th. And then the other nice addition to our cabaret is a comedy series that we're adding. We're
great.
Actually bringing up stand-up comedians through the Comedy Zone, and we'll have four different evenings throughout the year. Each one will have an opening act and a headliner, and that's also in the Black Box. And we're continuing our relationship with Just the Funny, a local sketch improv group, and they've did a great job this summer, and they'll be coming back a couple more times this season.
Eric, is this perhaps a preface to starting to book national comedy talent?
It is.
Hint, hint.
It is. No, it actually is, and you know, that's the beautiful thing about the center. We have this great room, this cabaret, and it from a programmatic standpoint, it allows me the chance to experiment on a smaller scale and see how the audience responds,
mm-hmm.
and it informs me and my programming to allow me to take the next step and make a bigger investment into a main stage show for the following season. So, yes, absolutely.
Tell me about your heralded Black Creek Nights, a once-a-month live music event. It's coming back this season. It starts Friday, November 20th.
That's right. Well, it's hosted by local DJ Mr. Power. Mm-hmm. He plays the electro tropical style music. It's energetic, and people come out to dance. And then he also curates and brings local groups. So we switch off between an electronic tropical music set and then a live local band set. And then mm-hmm. we switch back and forth all night. It starts at 8 o'clock and it goes till midnight. It's outside under the stars, and we bring food. And again, food and beverage is out there available. It's a $10 cover charge, and college students can get in free if they show their ID.
That's great. That's great. Where do we go next? The schedule for this upcoming season is so comprehensive. I see October 16th.
October 16th.
A great
16th.
International Jazz Big Band?
Igor Bootman and the Moscow Jazz Orchestra. Yeah, this is a big, I think he's bringing a 16-piece jazz orchestra mm-hmm. into the Black Box Theater. So again, it's going to be a very intimate, almost, you know, the old heydays of you know, the Copacabana.
You better open up those walls there. Really, I mean...
Yeah. No, and we have, you know, the variety is just amazing. Sofia Rey is a Argentine world music singer. Anise Mitchell is one of the queen of folk now. She's a young girl who sings great, great folk music. And our family series kicks off in October with The Big Friendly Giant. And it's another one of our fantasy puppet and drama shows, which are primarily based from the literary classics.
Mm-hmm. So you're bringing in the U.S. Army Field Band, and I shouldn't say again because there's so many field bands.
That's correct.
In the various armed forces.
It's become a tradition. They contact me every year. They have such a great time mm-hmm. in Miami.
Yeah.
So this year it's the Concert Band and Soldiers Choir of the U.S. Army Field Band. And again, this is a free concert on October 29th, and tickets will become available on September 12th. And they could, again, go to our website and get their free tickets. We've had the Army Reserve Band, we've had the Marine Corps Jazz Band, and it's just a great, great evening, and we'll pay homage to our armed services.
We have just about 4 more minutes with Mr. Eric Fliss, Managing Director of the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, and for more info, smdcac.org. What can we say in the next 4 minutes?
Well, let's make sure we let people know that we have some. This is the year of the singer, the female singer-songwriter. Mavis Staples
Ooh.
And Joan Osborne are coming out together.
Wow.
A night of solid soul.
Wow.
And I mean, it's really going to be
what
a
she has
evening.
Done for the Holmes brothers, producing some of their most recent recordings, is magnificent, Joan Osborne. But you know what? I'm excited because November 13th, you're bringing back to town a graduate of the New World School of the Arts, Friday, November 13th, the wonderful singer-songwriter and, I believe, pianist, Grace Weber. She is terrific.
No, Grace Weber is amazing. She's a fantastic singer-songwriter, and she's been getting great
accolades. People have to see her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, there's these artists we find, and people are they're rising stars. We brought in John Batiste a few years ago.
Oh.
No one knew who John Batiste was. Now he's the house band for the Colbert Show.
Yeah.
You know, these are the kinds of people that if you give it a chance and come down to the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center.
Seraphic Fire coming back.
4-show series.
Extraordinary.
Including The Messiah in December.
Extraordinary.
And then Arlo Guthrie, Alice's Restaurant, 50th anniversary.
He is the folk artist now that we've lost the greats like Pete Seeger.
Exactly.
And like that Arlo Guthrie, how wonderful. Just about another minute and a half here.
Savion Glover with Jack DeJohnette,
wow.
A night of jazz and tap.
Wow.
Lisa Fisher, I have to tell you, she's another one. You might have seen her in 20 Feet from Stardom. She's been the backup singer for over 30 years on tour with the Rolling Stones and Sting. Phenomenal, phenomenal voice.
Can I mention this one? Saturday, January 23rd, my buddy Sammy Figueroa
absolutely.
And his Latin jazz explosion. And an explosion it is. Sammy Figueroa is one of the jazz and Latin music world's greatest percussionists. He always brings the A-list of musicians with him. And that's going to be in the main stage?
No, in the cabaret.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm
Wait
telling
a minute,
you. It's
yeah.
a rich, rich, rich experience when you come to that cabaret and you have these people. For the main
that's
stage.
Too much excitement for any one person.
For the main stage, I will tell you, we have the national touring production of Saturday Night Fever, the musical. And that is all the Bee Gees, the sound of the Bee Gees and the music from the actual movie.
Whoa.
And that's going to be a really, really exciting night.
May I also mention Friday, February 5th, another great South Florida contemporary jazz band, the Lindsay Blair Quartet.
That's right.
In your cabaret series, Black Box Theater. Magnificent, magnificent band.
I'm going to try to get 2 more in. One is the Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Ooh.
You know, people remember them from the Paul Simon Graceland album. And then The Big Picture featuring David Krakauer. This is a great klezmer artist who's going to be playing the great scores from some of the movies like Sophie's Choice, Life is Beautiful, Cabaret, The Producers, Funny Girls. And he's created a visual for behind this night of great shows.
You've got to go on the website, smdcac.org. Mr. Eric Fliss, Managing Director of the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. You've, again, programmed another spectacular series. Thank you so much for all the great work you all do down there.
No, and thank you for all the work that you do here. Your contribution to South Florida and the arts here is is unmeasurable.
Thank you, sir. We'll be back with more South Florida Arts Beat.